You've probably heard somewhere that you are about 50 to 60% related to a banana. You're about 50 to 60% genetically related. Is that possible? How could you possibly be related to a banana? And is that statement even true? Well, in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the science of the human genome and take you into the science of how we might actually be related to bananas, or if this statement is just false and it's just a myth. Let's get right into the science. Let's go. All right, so first of all, what is DNA? Well, DNA stands for deoxyribonucleic acid, and it's basically the genetic code of everything that you do. It codes your physical features, it codes all the things that are going on inside your body, including like your lungs and your proteins, and basically every part of your body. And this DNA is made up of 4 base pairs. These are nitrogenous bases that basically determine what your basically genetics is. And the base pairs are adenine, thymine, cytosine, and guanine. And they each get their letters like A, C, G, and T. And these letters pair together, like A and C pair together, and C and G always pair together. And the different types of pairs and the order of these is what determines your genetic traits. And it determines basically what your DNA sequence is. Now, there's a difference between genes and DNA. DNA is the entire string of base pairs. So it's basically everything in that kind of instruction manual, or let's say rule book. But DNA, the gene is actually a specific part, let's say a specific page of the manual. So one gene codes for a specific thing, let's say eye color. But in real life, eye color could be coded by multiple different genes, and it depends on the organism. But in the simple example, let's say that one gene determines eye color. Well, there could be many factors that go into it, if it's dominant or recessive, or if it gets turned on or off by that specific gene. But that gene is basically coding for one specific or even multiple specific traits. So DNA is basically the entire sequence of all of these genes, and genes are basically the smaller part of this DNA, which is basically where all that coding and all the basically the instructions happen. And some genes can code for proteins, some genes can code for other things, but basically you have to know that DNA basically makes you who you are. You actually share a lot of DNA in common with different organisms because we all came from one ancestor. And no matter what species you are on Earth, it's one single-celled organism that all of us and all the life on Earth came from. And that single-celled organism existed millions of years ago. And that's where all of these things, including bananas, come from. It's all that single-celled organism that eventually branched out into plants, into animals, into humans, into chimpanzees, you name it. And in fact, humans are about 99% DNA identical, which means that all of our DNA in our body is 99% identical to each human. That 1% is what makes everyone different. And it's really cool to think about that because we're also pretty closely related to chimpanzees and apes and gorillas and all of those because we're all mammals and we're all primates. It's so cool to see how the evolution basically makes us all unique. Now to bananas. Are we actually that closely related to bananas? Is our genes actually 50% of the bananas? Well, let's find out. So when it comes to talking about bananas, we have to identify a difference between DNA and genes, which we went over before. And DNA is basically all of your code, and gene is like one specific part. And there's some essential kind of building block of genes that you need. These things can be for respiration, which is breathing, and also cellular respiration, which is for basically making food from glucose. And us plants and animals share that piece of genetic code, or the gene, not our entire DNA. I'm talking about just that gene and that set of genes. That's where this 50 to 60% number comes from. When we say we are 50% genetically related to bananas, we don't mean that you're 50% banana, although that would be cool, a human banana. We're not 50% banana. We are 50% related in genetically to bananas because of that specific gene. And in fact, those genes that we're kind of related to with bananas, those essential genes only make up about 2% of our entire DNA. So it's a very small part that is actually in our DNA that's related to bananas, but a huge part of those specific genes are related to bananas. That's where that 50 to 60% number comes from. It comes from the fact that bananas also use oxygen, and they use oxygen and carbon dioxide in different ways. They also need to stay alive and make food for themselves, and also use food, which is where cellular respiration comes from. And that's how humans and bananas can be said that they're 50% genetically related. But remember, it's only talking about that small part of your DNA, which means you're not essentially 50% banana. You are just related to bananas because of those sort of housekeeping genes, which keep you alive and which keep these bananas alive as well. Well, that is before you eat them. When they're on the plant, obviously they're alive. But when you eat them, you get energy from them. And that's also part of the food chain. And I could go so much about that. But this episode is all about DNA. So let's stay on that. All right. Let's review what we learned in this episode about bananas, humans, the human genome, and DNA. Alright, in this episode, we learned that DNA, or deoxyribonucleic acid, basically codes for everything in your body. And they are made of base pairs called A, G, C, and T. And these different base pairs can bond together, and they create the genetic information that's in your body. Now, DNA and genes are two different things, and DNA refers to the broader instruction manual, and basically, the genes is basically one page of that instruction manual. So when we say that bananas are 50% or 60% genetically identical to humans, we don't mean that we are 50% banana or 50% of our DNA comes from bananas. We are saying that 50% of those specific housekeeping genes, or less than 2% of our DNA, is related to bananas. And that basically shows that we all have a common ancestor, but it doesn't mean that we are 60% banana or 50% banana. That's not true. It's just a broader statement. And basically, that myth is technically true, but it can have some limitations, meaning that your DNA is not entirely made of banana, and you're not basically a human banana or a human banana hybrid, although that would be cool. Alright, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science, produced and hosted by me, Oxygen Raman, and our theme song, legend, and music are by Chan Ramachandran. Please visit my podcast website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. The other science question is our Spectacular Science episode, and get a special shout out, grab an adult, and head over to spectacularsci.com/contact. You can also tag me on Instagram at spectacularscipod. That's at spectacular SCIPOD. Don't forget to buy your Spectacular Science merch at shop.spectacularsci.com. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, mugs, and more. That's shop.spectacularsci.com. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you're listening right now. It really encourages me, and you'll be updated on all the new episodes. So go ahead and subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. In the meantime, keep thinking about science.